Representative French.
Well, that's part of what I mean by routine basis. Let's say that you make tests and perhaps recommend that I do something that doesn't work, then I ask you to do it again. Is that a route? And then if we continue through that until we find a solution, does that mean we're on a routine basis?
Yeah. We're talking about, let's say that you had to, well, let me think of a situation. Bill, again, correct me if I'm wrong. Well, Bill, can you help me with an example of what routine testing would be in the regard that he's talking about?
Well, I was thinking routine testing would be something on the order of quality control type work, where a continual repetitive testing is called for on a product. For instance, in a poultry packing plant, as an example, routine testing for a pesticide residue. Initially, the bill would allow the department to do some initial investigation work, but after the initial investigation was completed, but there was a desire of the establishment to have continued testing carried on. That would be routine type testing and would not be authorized here. But the initial investigation would.
Have you ever done that type of testing before?
Representative French, this was one of the areas that caused the problem originally. Some time back, and I can't recall the date, there was an issue arose with the finding of PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, in poultry. Actually, it was first found in poultry feed, and then it showed up in poultry itself, packed over here at a plant in West Salem. And for a time, the department carried on, at the request of the poultry plant, some investigations. You could call them routine analytical work. That's been discontinued. We feel that when, after initial investigations are completed and the cause of problems found, then the repetitious quality control type, ongoing routine type analysis should be performed by private laboratories.
Any other questions, Representative French? Okay. Representative Van Loon.
A follow-up on that, though. Taking the PCBs, which was considered to be a public health and safety measure, if the state health department asks you to do it, can you still do it? I mean, this fits under this. I mean, most of what the Department of Ag, I think, has been testing has been for public health and safety.
Food safety is involved in a large measure, yes.
What does this do to that?
If there was a public health problem initially, you've heard some...
Even if there isn't a problem where you do the regular random tests, what happens to that?
I think, Representative Van Leeuwen, that we do testing of all kinds on food samples, products that are brought in to our laboratory by our own staff.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I'm talking about.
Yes, and that's part of our ongoing surveillance program. That's correct. That wouldn't be affected here.
Continue that.
That's right.
Show me where.
Show you where?
Mm-hmm.
Bill, you want to show her where?
The department's ongoing programs of sampling and analytical work are covered in a number of other statutes.
They're not in.
They're not related to this specific statute here.
Okay. Any other questions?
Chair, I move House Bill 2387 as amended to the floor with the due pass.
A
Have we moved the amendments?
We have to move the amendments.
I'm sorry. I move amendments to House Bill 2387, dated -3, I'm sorry, Hannon Grills, dated 4-187.
Okay. Representative Carter moves the governor's amendments to 2387-3, dated 4-187, to the bill. Any objection? No objection? The amendments are accepted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Carter.
Move House Bill 2387 to the floor and be passed as amended.
Representative Carter moves House Bill 2387 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Hearing none, Danny, would you call the roll?
Representative Agron. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Danny.
Representative Agron.
Aye.
Representative Carter.
Aye.
Representative Ford.
Aye.
Representative French.
No.
Representative Gold?
Aye.
Representative Pickard?
Aye.
Representative Vandoen?
No.
Chair? Aye. House Bill 2387 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Anticipating questions from Representative Van Leeuwen and Representative French on the floor, I will carry the bill since I'm most familiar with it. Okay. Close the on that, and we move to 3098, House Bill 3098, work session on 3098. Yes. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You're doing great.
What? I don't know. What are we doing about the extra hour, big boy?
You got room until 6.
Okay, that's right. Okay, there was some question whether we had this room, but we've got it. No, I mean, at 5:30 there was somebody else that was trying to horn in on us.
Hey.
Okay, we're on House Bill 3098. Do we have any amendments to this thing, or what is it?
Yes.
Fill us in here.
Remind you what you asked for on this one?
Right.
Okay, 3098. What this bill does is take... I'm getting a little bit fuzzy about the exact amount. I believe it's 1 cent of the existing cigarette tax from the general fund, and refer it to and give it to counties for community mental health programs. When the committee heard this bill previously, there was a question raised about requiring, is there anything that can be done to prevent a reduction in current funding if the legislature decides that this additional funding should be given, i.e. to keep the counties or the state from going ahead and saying, well, okay, we've got this new source of dollars for our existing programs, we'll just grab the existing dollars and send them to do something else. And you have, should have in front of you, an amendment, HB 3098-1, which says nothing in this subsection is intended to justify a reduction in general fund support for community mental health programs under ORS Chapter 430. That addresses, it could be interpreted to be state and county, but I believe the committee, the legislative council, was primarily thinking of state general fund. And if the committee wishes to go, legislative council did not give us an amendment with the committee's previous request, but if the committee so desires...
Excuse me, Gordon, our papers have been all mixed up today, and some of them don't have that amendment.
They have this one? 3098-1? Yes.
That was handed out.
You have it right here, Representative.
Well, I've got it. Somebody else didn't have it. Sorry about that.
Right.
Yeah, I located my...
Only the chair doesn't have it. I think, Gordon, you take my amendments. You know that?
That's probably true. That's probably true. That you stuff everything that's sitting there in the pile folder. But I won't...
I could have done that,
alluded
too.
To that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The other possibility is you can use language to say you don't get the state money unless you maintain your local funding at its current level.
Okay, so there's two issues involved in here. One, the concern with the bill, again, was that the state, if it allocated money through the cigarette tax, would drop its general fund support for these same programs. The second concern was if the counties get this money through a cigarette tax, they will drop their present contribution to these community health programs. So it would either be a status quo or otherwise, which was not the intent of the sponsors of the bill. And I've asked Representative Kopetsky to come to the committee. I don't see him present yet, but anyway, to speak to those amendments. We have 309-1 that deals with the state. We do not have an amendment that deals with the county. Gordon, what do you recommend that we do with the bill in order to make sure the counties don't devise something devious?
I recommend that you do some sort of version of an existing statute which applies to alcohol programs. That statute happens to be 430.359, which has language. I'll just read the first part of that statute. A county that is at the time of grant made under this section expending funds appropriated by its governing body for the treatment and rehabilitation of alcoholics substitute community mental health shall, as a condition of receipt of the funds under this section, maintain its financial contribution to these programs at an amount not less than the preceding year. And then there is provision for waiving this requirement.
Okay. What I'd like to put before the committee is the policy decision, and then we'll have legislative council go back and draft what they should have drafted in the first place. First of all, I'd like to put the -1 amendment before the committee, and then we can discuss that, and then put the second policy question before the committee, and then send it over to legislative council to get that drafted, and then come back and not vote on the bill until Friday. I think that's the way we're going to have to do it.
May I ask some questions or discuss something?
Well, let's get the motion for the amendments, and then any discussion can revolve around that unless you object to that.
It wasn't necessarily on those two amendments, but it relates
okay,
to
good. You know, ask your question, Representative Van Lent.
Okay, I had put in my notes, and it came in from other people, was the question, if we tie the county down, what if the county didn't need it for this immediate risk? What if they had other purposes?
They could not use it for that. It's the intent of the bill.
Okay.
To specifically direct the counties, if they wish these funds, they have to be used for that. Because as you know, with the downsizing, we're having some significant problems with a number of counties in the state.
But was there something also in the bill that said that it had to be used for actual treatment purposes? I mean, could it just be used for administration?
It says establishing, operating, or contracting for community mental health programs.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Ford.
I had a note on my bill that I thought we were going to add on line 25, an amendment that would say for treatment purposes of community mental health programs.
Okay, that might be a good suggestion.
But I was talking
right.
About
notice Representative Kopetsky finally made it. Would you
apologize?
It's too late to apologize.
Okay, as long as you're taking care of stepping stones.
Yeah, right.
As long as he's worked for his.
Start him off, right.
Yes.
Getting it into
a session. Passing out his own material.
Mm-hmm. Only a teacher would hand things out this way.
Watching the
okay. Okay, now you have a new concept in addition to the other.
All it is, Mr. Chair, for the record, Mike Kapeski, State Representative, District 33, is it says currently the state pays to the counties, and this budgeted item is about $4.2 million, to service the contracts, the state contracts with the counties to provide the mental health services, and we pay them to administer the contract. What this amendment does is it says if there's any monies left over, then you put that into the program and into providing community mental health programs. So the essentially what we're talking about is the priority ones, the chronic mentally ill.
Mike?
Yes.
I saw your lips move. I heard the words, but I didn't understand a darn thing you said.
I caught the tail end of a discussion. I think Representative Van Loon was saying, what if they don't need all the money? Well, yes, they need money to administer the contracts, but if they don't use all this money, need all this money to service the contracts, then they are to put whatever is left over for that county allotment into providing services to people that need it.
And I think that's where we, Representative Ford and I were with the suggested amendment that it would have to be used for, that this money would be earmarked for treatment purposes.
Yes.
Which is what you said in different language here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Not be squandered on.
We're thinking
some
other
administrators.
We're thinking precisely alike. You're right. But don't be scared. It's all right. That's all right if that happens sometimes.
Once in a while.
And don't you be afraid, because we're trying to help the mentally ill in this state. And this, you know, we only get to try to do this once every 2 years. And what we're doing is we're saying that smokers are going to help pay for these services.
And you are a smoker.
I'm a smoker, and not for very long, I hope.
Just
but
lost you, right?
But this is only cigarettes. You didn't put the pipe in.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We've got to do something about
this. Excuse me. Representative French has a question.
Yeah. Just a quick question. How much does a cent raise? I think this has come up before.
About five.
Between five and $6 million.
5.8 for the biennium.
For 1 cent.
1 cent.
That's quite a
lot. I need to be fair to Representative Kapeski. This bill, you know, I hope it goes to wherever it's supposed to go, which I believe is revenue, but I've made it very clear to Representative Kapeski that if I have any say and we get a choice between prenatal and community mental health, that my goal is to squeeze out Representative Kopetsky's bill in favor of the prenatal.
You just touched on the reason why I'm in opposition to the bill. I think that it is bad public policy for this committee to be making those kind of decisions relative to the general fund. I think it should be done in ways and means. I think it's a very worthy objective here. But what we have is an end run, a designation of money that normally would go to the state and be cut up as the priorities are seen to be. And if we're going to establish this as a priority, we might establish others, and so we have no ways and means. So without any reflection on the intentions of the bill, which I think are extremely worthy, I don't like the process of such a motion.
Okay. Representative French.
Does this bill have a referral to Ways and Means?
It has first to revenue and then, I believe, to Ways and Means, or is it just to revenue?
Just to revenue and then to the floor.
Yeah. Revenue and
I've
then the
floor. I've got Ways and Means written on mine, but I don't know where I got it from.
It
should be revenue, though.
Right. Mr. But I didn't know if it had a double referral, but you say it only has a referral to revenue. Do you want to speak to Representative Agron's objection?
And also, Mr. Chair, because we work so well together, I agree with you that if the choice this session gets down to prenatal care, or if we're down to the 1 cent, and the 1 cent issue is prenatal care for chronically mentally ill individuals, I will support you in your effort that 1 cent go to prenatal care. It's right there on the record.
And it's only because of that commitment this bill is before us today.
Second. Representative Agron's. The need out there The need out there for the chronic mentally ill in this state is $60 million of unmet needs. The governor is going to add $7 million in his proposed budget. He has added $7 million towards that. This is another 5.8. We aren't coming close. We have established precedent in terms of the special transportation fund for the elderly and handicapped, where we have dedicated 1 cent to that fund. So the precedent is there, and there's no question that the need is there, and I hope you wouldn't so much characterize it as an end run as creative financing to help a population that definitely has the need.
Mike,
and you have one of the finest community mental health programs.
Oh, I know.
In the state.
I know.
I work with that.
I don't want to debate it, but I would only respond and say that there's no question about the enormity of the need. But I've been impressed in my brief service on this committee that we hear lots of them, and each one is a crying unmet need. And I don't think that we can, that we're constituted here on this committee to adequately set those priorities. I think we can ratify it, say, yes, this is a terrible need, but then I think we have to go to those who are allocating the funds and say, we think this is a great need, and we think this is a great need, and here's about, do what you can for this one, and do what you can for that one. But if we start then making specific allocations, I wonder what others have come in that really are worthy as well, that we haven't done and that we aren't doing, and I just don't see it, Mike, I don't see it as a good way to go. It's not a good way to disperse funds, and that's my only problem.
I think Representative French had a question.
Well, I was just going to make the comment that, as I recall, and I could stand corrected on this, when we provided the cent for the Department of Transportation for the financing of the elderly, or for the transportation of the elderly, was that not in a tax bill at that time when we were raising the tax and simply mandated that one?
That's
or rather than we weren't just shifting the taxes as we are, or shifting the funds as we are here.
That's correct, Representative French. And I believe that the Revenue Committee is going to look in the quite near future the cigarette tax and whether to raise, and if so, how much, where the monies would be allocated if there is a proposed cigarette tax increase. And as Representative Kotulski and I have been discussing outside this committee and a bit inside, is that when they start making those deliberations, I hope one of the issues, programs in consideration would be helping the homeless, the mentally ill, in our state. And with a caveat that if it got down to the prenatal issue or this program, preference would be given to prenatal.
Okay. Other questions for Representative Popetsky?
I appreciate your work and effort very much and time.
Okay, we have, let's, Mike, just can you stick around for just a few minutes? I want to get through some of these amendments, if possible.
Okay. Are they all in good order?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Representative Ford.
I'd move the amendments to House Bill 3098-1.
Okay, Representative Ford moves the amendments 3098-1.
Mr. Chair, I
Representative
think
it's
going to have to be a little shifting down there if we're going to put the other amendment in.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to figure out which lines want to be shifted?
I think I've got it.
All right. But can't we just accept them, and then when they engross some legislative council?
Well, if we need to move the other one, the dash two, in first, I think, to keep the context right. It doesn't matter if you change them around, but I think the dash two ones.
Okay,
Mr. Chair,
Representative,
the logistics of when you adopt the amendments has nothing to do with where they're going to be placed.
But that's okay. You've moved those, so that's the ones we'll deal with.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is there any objection to the amendments entitled 3098-1? Okay. Hearing none, they are adopted. Representative Ford.
I'll move the HB 3098-2 amendments.
Okay. Representative Ford moves.
And ask them to be placed in front of the dash one ones.
Thank you, Representative Ford. Representative Ford moves 3098-1. Any objection to those?
There's a correction, just a question.
What does that amendment do that isn't being done by the bill?
Okay, Representative Kopetsky, or your amendments, I'd appreciate it if you could answer that question.
Mr. Chair, Representative French, what we wanted to make certain was that it is expressly stated in the bill that if there are monies left over from the costs of administering the contracts, and there's a contract between the state and the county to provide the mental health program, that any leftover funds shall go into providing treatment care services as opposed to going into the county general fund for some other use.
In other words, you're simply closing any door that they might take part of the money and put it in a county general fund. That's
right.
All that does.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Representative Ford, do you have a question?
No, I have another amendment.
Wait a minute.
Mr.
We're
Chair,
still dealing with dash two.
I just wanted to make you know that.
Okay, yeah. Representative Van Loon.
On the dash two amendment, in line three where it says to provide services, I was going to say the language that Representative Ford and I suggested, unless this is what all of us understand by services, would be better. It was to be amended for actual treatment purposes. Now, if services are deemed there to be the actual treatment purposes, that's okay. But if services is setting up another,
is that your intent, Representative Kopetsky?
Mr. Chair, Representative Van Loon, the reason why I think services is a little better in that it is a little broader than treatment is because one of the issues or one of the problems we have with the chronic mentally ill is that they do not always follow their treatment regimen, and it may be that we want that caseworker to go find the person.
Okay, that's fine. So, I just wanted that clarified.
But the intent, for the record, is that this money will not be funneled off into any other county activity, but instead be used for this target population.
That's right.
And then, Mr. Chair, just
Representative Van Loon.
Just a technical correction on that amendment for it to fit in on line 26. There's going to have to be a period deleted, and I think it's going to have to be a new sentence in the end deleted to make the to make it come out correctly there.
When Legislative Council engrosses it, they'll be subject to their form and style, so that we'll be all right on that. Okay, any objection to those amendments, dash two amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Now, there's only one other concern that we have. Representative Kopetsky, you might be able to help us work this out today. We were concerned that the county getting this money through this means would take the money that they're already allocating to those efforts, substitute this, and use that other money for some other county program, which is slightly different than your amendment. Your amendment covers one aspect of that. Would you like to respond to the other aspect?
I would hope that the counties would not do that. I mentioned the need, and historically, the responsibility for providing services to the mentally ill in our country was a local government function. It's only been in the last two or three decades that the state has assumed responsibility. We ran into that problem a little bit with some counties on the special transportation elderly transportation fund this past interim, where questions arose whether counties were using this as substitute monies for programs. If you want to nail that down further, that's certainly fine with me.
Okay.
I'll defer to the committee.
Okay. Would the committee be open to a conceptual amendment that we can have drafted and put into the bill? Indicating exactly that we expect the maintenance of the present effort of counties in this regard. Representative Carter.
I think that it's secure what we have now. I don't think that we should further dictate to local governments. I think they, in their own wisdom, are going to be careful of that kind of situation taking place, because that's basically calling fouls. So I think that to try to do something that interferes with their operational procedures is not in, to me, in the wisdom.
Okay. If that's the feeling of the committee, that's where we'll stay. When I can get Representative Van Leeuwen and Representative Carter shaking their head on the same issue, I'm going to stay the hell away from it. Well, then all that is left is to entertain a motion to move this bill to revenue.
Mr. Chair.
As amended.
I move the amendments of House Bill 3098 and further move it to the floor of the House. Is there passing? Do pass this one.
To the Revenue Commission.
To the Revenue Commission.
Okay.
Committee. It's late.
Right. Representative Carter moves House Bill 3098 as